You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 14th. I'm your host, John Armstrong, and with me today is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
Doing good, Taryn. Thank you for having me. Running on little sleep, like I told you, but I'm here. I'm ready to go, and let's talk about this crazy Big Brother house.
Look, as long as your dad isn't there, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I was dying yesterday watching you crack up on that. That was hilarious. Yeah, I don't think I'll have anyone crawling behind me to do things, but you might hear a puppy in the background. I'll try to keep him quiet.
Yeah, it's it was a thing. It was a whole thing yesterday.
You were dying.
Yes. So we are here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's update, I suggest you do. It was fun. But we are here today to talk about yesterday on the feeds. It was day 43 in the house and kind of a crazy day. Got a lot of stuff happening. Got a lot of craziness going on. There's a proxy war in motion. There's drama. There's people being bothered by things that they're not bothered by. It's a lot.
Yeah, no, it seems like everyone's kind of going a little bit crazy in that house. I don't know if it's because they've been in there so long or it's starting to get towards the end, but everyone seems to be losing their damn minds, and it's funny to watch.
All right, so let's start the day. Dane was talking to Mark, as I mentioned yesterday, very similar to what he was doing the day before, getting to Mark early in the morning and really solidifying what he had accomplished the night before, where Mark was leaning toward potentially doing the backdoor for Corey. So obviously Mark is HOH, Adam is up on the block with Damien, and so Dane has been pushing that if one of them comes down, Corey should go up, because Corey is the biggest threat of the remaining house guests, whereas Anthony has been pushing for Damien to go, that he thinks that Damien is the bigger threat to his personal game, and obviously he kind of wants Corey to stay to propel him to the end. And so it's they've been going back and forth, but Dane has the advantage here. He has been pushing at Mark for a little while, and he finally has Mark on board to take out Corey.
Yeah, I think that he's finally got the pieces in place to make this happen. Now that things have transpired in this house, I think everyone's starting to realize what a threat Corey is. And as bad as this is for Anthony's game, it's going to be a bigger move for the PB to get further in the game. It's a move for all of them. But he's not wanting to see it. And as you'll see later on in this in the day, it gets a little more crazy for Anthony going forward.
Yes. Dane is then going to talk to Esty and let her know that that there may be a plan in place that, you know, if he won the veto, he might need to use it on maybe Adam. And she's like, what? He's like, well, look, if Adam stays on the block next to Damien, I feel like Adam might stay. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah. Well, that's Anthony and Corey will want to keep Adam over Damien. And she's like, what?
Yeah, she was not on board with what he was saying. So she was trying to figure it all out as she went along.
Yes. It's interesting watching Dane and Anthony and their different approaches, not only to trying to persuade Mark to do what they want him to do, but also in how they manipulate their people, right? Where Dane is very much just like laissez-faire, like you do what you want. You know, I just be loyal to me and I will influence you in the subtle ways that I need to keep us safe. And you know, then, you know, keep you just kind of subtly on the right track. Esty, she wants Adam out. But when it comes down to it, if it comes down to it, Dane will be like, yeah, but actually this one, whoops. Oh, well, there it is. It went. Whereas Anthony is way more on top of his people. And he is very much just like, no, you must be doing what I'm saying at all times. I'm going to plant seeds against Damien weeks in advance. I'm going to talk to you about how you need to take out Sam. She's the devil in this house. And just like on top of things all the time, you always need to be agreeing with Anthony. And Anthony's method so far has been more successful in terms of controlling the house because he's a lot more on top of people. But I do wonder about the jury management side of things, where we often see this style of like very much on top of people manipulation be the thing that really pisses people off when it comes down to the end. Whereas Dane being a lot more laid back about it, despite the fact that he's often like very like frustrated with things that don't go his way. But he's able to other people be like, it's cool. It's chill. I wonder if that's going to matter with the jury. And I also wonder who is going to eventually succeed just this week, where Anthony has been pushing Mark to bond with Corey and Dane is taking sort of the more long play with Mark, just kind of chipping away at him. And so right now it is that Mark is going after Corey. Dane lets Esty know. Esty's like, you think Adam is not, you think Corey is a bigger threat than Adam? He's like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Dane's approach has been fantastic in this game on how he's able to listen to people and make people feel like he's understanding what they're saying. Unlike Anthony, who will listen, but then be like, no, well, this is how it should be, or this is how I want it to be, or this is how we need it to be. Dane's willing to take the approach of listening to them and let them come up with their ideas and let them share how they feel. And if they feel some way differently than him, he's able to, one, explain how he feels and how maybe that should be the way to go. And second, be like, well, you know, okay, I understand where you're coming from. I get what your mindset is in that way. And I think that's huge for his game. Just like you said, we saw this happen with Paul, what Anthony is doing, where he wanted to control everything and he couldn't allow anyone to take the lead in any way. As soon as someone came up with the idea, it was always Paul's way on top of that. And we saw how that panned out for him at the end because people were pissed off and annoyed. I think that Anthony is following that same approach. Now, I'm not saying he is Paul. I'm not saying he'll be Paul. But I see a lot of similarities in Anthony's game to Paul's game, especially coming down towards the end right here. I wonder if that's going to take effect when it comes to jury management later on. And I think Dane's, like you said, playing the long game.
Yeah, something that I didn't talk about yesterday because I was a little distracted was that I have talked to Sam, and I highly recommend you go listen to the Sam exit interview if you are curious about what she might be like as a juror. Feel like you were able to get a very good read on her. Obviously, I did the same thing on Big Brother Canada 6. Turned out to be totally wrong by the end of it, so you never know. But Sam, from my conversation with her, is very much inclined to vote for Dane if he makes it to the end, going as far as saying, I mean, it would be hard if Dane was up against Adam. I mean, I feel like Dane has probably played a better game, but Adam, if he gets the 100,000, that's like my 100,000 too. So I'm going to go with Adam. But Dane would be her number two choice over even Kira. Whereas Anthony is just a little bit further down the list that she would vote for Kira over Anthony. And then she forgot Mark.
Wait, who's the smart guy? Well, maybe she'll know about him this week after a few things transpire. But and especially since Anthony hasn't won anything. So I think there's also that shadow over him and the fact that he doesn't have any competition wins. Yes, he's been there to kind of control the votes, but he doesn't have anything else to show on his resume. So he has kind of needed to be this powerhouse in your face and this is my way or the highway type mentality. But if he doesn't win something soon, I think people like Dane or like Adam are going to shoot to the top because one, they were an influence in the game, and two, they won stuff. So I really do think that's going to come into play.
Yes. And also Dane has made good relationships with everyone in the house. Everyone feels good about Dane. Whereas Anthony is a lot more focused on particular individuals that suit his needs in the moment. And he does have some good relationships with people when he needs them. But then at the same time, they can sometimes feel one-sided. Even his relationship with Kira is often like, I just feel manipulated by him. So, it'll be very interesting to see if these two make it down to the end. I really feel like this game is turning into to Dane versus Anthony, which one of them is going to succeed, not only in the strategy of getting to the end, but also in the jury management. This is all coming into play at this point. So, and that perfectly sums up what this day is about as well, because again, we're starting the day with Dane in the lead, having Mark want to take out Corey, which would be great for Dane. He gets to keep Damien and Esty and take out Anthony's biggest competition, threat, biggest, really secret weapon in his back pocket. And that's what he's trying to do here. So the veto players are picked, and Corey, Esty, and Kira are all going to join Adam and Damien to compete in the power of veto. Dane, yeah. Not picked.
No, none of the pretty boys were up there. It's funny to see how it transpired and who got picked for the veto competition, and Corey needed that. Corey really needed some kind of leverage to kind of keep the nominations the same. And I'll let you go on and say what happens, but it was very interesting to see.
Yes. So the veto players are picked. You know, this is going down. Mark is going to have a conversation with Esty. This is a dumb conversation. He asks her who she'll put up in the triple. You'll put up me in the triple, right? And, oh, well, no, not necessarily. We can build trust him, blah, 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 blah. Would you use the veto on Damien if you won the veto? Probably, but I don't know, because, you know, we want to get Adam out, right? We're trying to get Adam out. And you're like, yeah, it's totally what's happening, blah, 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 blah. Mark doesn't like Esty. Esty doesn't like Mark. This is a pointless conversation. The point is, though, that she said she would use the veto on Damien. She's not doing Damien any favors.
No, not at all. Now it's kind of putting a target on Damien's back, but it's just funny watching these two try to talk and try to game play with each other. They're so not on the same page, and it's so obvious to everyone around them, and to watch them kind of lie back and forth to each other to try to get a little bit of leverage, it's really funny to watch. But poor Damien. Like, she should just not say his name at all, and that would be so much more for his game, because she needs to just be quiet when it comes to him, or else it's going to start putting a target back on his back.
Yeah, and again, this is sort of exemplifying the difference between Anthony's game and Dane's game, where Anthony trains Corey. He tells her what to do, what to say, so that he knows what they're saying, what she's saying, and he can use that and use that to manipulate the person that they're talking to. Whereas Dane is a lot more just like, do what you want. And so Esty is in here doing damage to her own game, doing damage to essentially the cause. And so this is where you have to give the advantage to Anthony in the moment, at the very least, where Anthony is able to stay consistent with Corey and the messaging with Corey. He can tell her what to do, what to say, and it all lines up and it all works. And we know Dane is good at this when he needs to be, but he's not always on top of it in the same way that Anthony is. So Esty not doing a great job for Damien in this conversation. Adam's going to have a conversation with Damien where he talks about like, hey, we both got to stay this week. If you come off the block, then you have my vote 100%. And I hope it's the same thing with you. And basically, we've got a 4 out of 5 chance that one of us is coming down, because if Kira wins, they'll take me down. If Esty wins, she'll take you down. The only person we have to worry about winning is Corey. Corey can't win. Hopefully there's a bigger plan in place and we can make something happen where both of us are safe. That would be great. We can finally get the guys together. We need to make this happen. And this is the moment where I tweeted, I was like, these guys, Damien and Adam, they're like star-crossed lovers. They should have been together this whole game, but Damien came in too late to be invited into the Pretty Boys. And ever since then, Adam has been trying to pull Damien in, trying to approach him. But outside forces have kept them apart, and outside forces are named Anthony. And Anthony continues to, he doesn't want them to get together. He doesn't want their true love to be exposed to the world.
Honestly, it's hilarious to watch because of the fact that they're finally finding each other. They're finally talking and coming to a conclusion that they want to work together. They want to make it to the final five. And I always feel bad for Damien in a way, that the fact that he won that twist to start the season really put him at a disadvantage for this game. So it's crazy how it's all coming together now, where we're finally seeing the effects of Canada voting him in to get a view of the house, which wasn't a huge advantage for him because, one, he's a new player that's never seen the show, and two, I don't think he really knew what was going on when that twist happened, and now he gets thrown in last, and PB has already been formed. But there, I will say this, it's a good thing for the viewers because of all the viewers that love Damien because he's not with them and not on their side, and kind of their rising hope to try to change something in this game comes in Damien. So maybe it's a good thing for his popularity that he didn't get into PB from the start. But gameplay wise, it's funny to see how much of a disadvantage he's at just because he won that twist early on.
There you go. Who, again, I mean, I've talked about this before, but just picture, instead of Mark, it's Damien in the Pretty Boys.
Oh, man.
Just picture.
Mark still has a competition win, so I don't know what he's going to do about that.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Adam also, so Kira had overheard something in, from production. I don't know what it was exactly, but they got the sense that this veto competition was going to be one of those things where you run back and forth and there's a puzzle. And so Kira let Adam know that, and Adam told Damien, look, Kira thinks it might be a puzzle. If it's a puzzle, I know you haven't watched many seasons. I've watched a lot of seasons. The strategy is you grab all of the pieces and then you put them together on the floor, on the ground. Then you put it up in the thing. So Adam is genuinely like giving Damien the proper strategy to win this competition, trying to help him, trying to make sure that Corey doesn't win. And this is a huge knowledge, like somebody on the block giving somebody else on the block a strategy to win this competition. Adam is really, really genuine about wanting to work with Damien.
Yeah, it's a huge advantage to do that for him and to kind of figure out that it's going to be a puzzle competition. I mean, who does that? In any season, have we seen another on the block nominee try to help another nominee come off the block? Like, I don't think I've ever seen it. Maybe far back, my memory's not completely great, but I don't think I remember this. So it's really funny to watch. And if Damien's not understanding that he's on his side, I don't know what else is going to work to that advantage. And as far as Kira hearing this, I think they're just happy that it's not a balance beam competition.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good thing. So they're just waiting around for a long portion of the day, just waiting around for the veto competition, except something finally starts to ignite this flame, this explosion in the Pretty Boys. Mark tells Anthony, look, whatever happens in this veto, you know, I don't know. You might not be happy with the plan. We might go somewhere else with the replacement nominee. And Anthony is not happy. He is very upset by this. He storms into the HOH room and just sits there like a dark cloud over the house, sitting in the HOH room going like, grrr. And Adam comes in and sees him there. And he's like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, you think I'm stupid? You think I don't see me being left out of conversations? You don't think I don't see what's going on here? And Adam's like, what are you talking about? You put plans being made behind my back. You think I don't see this? Adam's like, well, dude, we're gonna have a conversation after the veto. We're gonna come together as a group. We're gonna decide. Conversation, huh? But I'm not in these conversations. He's like, no. We're gonna have conversations as a group once the veto is used. And he's like, I see what's happening here. Obviously, you've been in Mark's ear, telling him lies, convincing him of things. And he's like, "What are you talking about, dude? You've been having these conversations without me. Why haven't I been involved in these conversations?" He's like, "You've been hanging out with Corey all day. You haven't left her side a single second." And he's like, "That's not true." He's like, "When have you been away from Corey?" He's like, "I'm like right now. I'm in the HOH. She's not here."
Anthony is losing his mind, and it's the greatest thing to watch because finally something's not going Anthony's way, and we're able to see how he reacts to a situation that he's not comfortable with, and he's not handling it well. I feel bad actually for Adam in this situation because he makes complete sense. You've been by Corey's side the whole time. It's not even happening right now. We're just talking in case something happens, and we'll talk about it after the veto. But watching Anthony just lose it is the greatest thing I've seen on feeds in a very long time. But I honestly, for Adam and the other Pretty Boys, this plan makes sense to try to figure out, you know, another option. And that option is the best for them going forward as far as competitions, as far as, you know, talking and strategizing. She is the next best target to put up if one of those two go off the block. So to watch Anthony finally not get his way and see his number one, you know, side alliance go up, I think he's starting to lose it and lose control, and we'll see what happens later.
Yeah, and I queued up the other day that, you know, one of the things that happens when you spend a lot of time with somebody to manipulate them, as Anthony did with Corey, sometimes you forget to maintain that. Anthony has not forgotten to maintain that. Anthony very much still is hanging out with Corey all the time, to the point where it's almost on the other end of the spectrum, where I talked about how this was a problem for Tyler, where he wasn't able to maintain enough contact with the person he was manipulating. We saw that with Sam. He lost Sam because he didn't spend enough time with her. We also saw the other end of it with Caitlin, where he was spending too much time with Caitlin, and it still wasn't enough. But he was spending so much time with Caitlin that it was isolating him from the rest of the house and detracting from his overall control of the house. And so we're seeing that side of it a little bit here with Anthony, where he has been spending almost too much time maintaining his relationship with Corey and hanging out with Corey. And so he has been left out of these conversations. And we know that these conversations are Dane. We know that Dane has been convincing Mark to do this, but Anthony thinks it's Adam. Anthony has, you know, demonized Adam in his mind. And so Anthony is like, he's free. Oh, Adam, you've been having conversations with Mark behind my back. I can't believe you would do that. I'm not like you, Adam. I'm not like you. I'm not going to go cry like a baby because Corey needs to go. If Corey needs to go, then that's what the group decides. I'm not like you, Adam. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm not sucking bubbles out of people's mouths. Okay. I'm not freaking out or anything. I'm not bothered by this at all. You understand me, Adam? I'm not bothered. Why would you think I'd be bothered about Corey having to go home? Okay.
Your Anthony impression is almost up there with Rob's Ream impression. It's getting better and better by the day. But yeah, no, he's losing it. Like, I love, and I couldn't tell you how many times he said this yesterday, but oh no, you know what? I'm not like you. I'm not like Sam, but you know, if it's best for the guys, we'll go through it, but I'm not going to be like you and not want to get my way. Like, I understand we're doing this for the better of the boys, but you know, I'll go with what the boys say, but you know, it's a stupid idea to do this. So it's just funny watching him back and forth, contrary his own opinion. It's just hilarious to watch.
Yes. And so Anthony is going to run to Dane and be like, "Dane, I need to talk to you alone without Adam." And Adam's standing right there. And he's like, "Why can't you talk with me in there?" It's like, no, I just need to be, I need to talk to Dane without you there. And Adam's like, "What the fuck?" And so he brings Dane into the bedroom and Adam is a compulsive liar, right? He's spewing lies. He's clearly been talking to Mark and trying to convince Mark that Corey needs to go. Meanwhile, Dane is like, "Yeah, that was me." That was, in his head, he's saying that was me. But to Anthony, he's like, "I mean, I don't know. He's got a point, right? Corey she's better at competitions. You know, maybe Corey does need to go. And it's like, and that's fine. I'm not even, I just don't understand why you guys think I'd be bothered by that. It just bothers me that you think I'd be bothered at all. I just don't want you to think that because I'm not like Adam. I don't care. But we need to talk about it with me. Okay. You can't leave me out of these things. And Dana's like, yeah, you know, we're going to sit down. That's the whole point. We're going to sit down after the veto. It's going to be fine. And he's like, yeah, that is fine. That's exactly fine. And then Adam came in. He's like, look, I don't like being left out of these things. Why am I being left out? He's like, you're not being left out. You can have it. Look. And by the way, there's a reason you just came in here. By the way, there's a reason. Okay. But that's beside the point. Right now, what we need to talk about is that I'm not bothered by this. Okay. If Corey needs to go, then Corey needs to go. And that's fine. Okay. Just don't leave me out of these conversations.
It's and then to watch him tell Adam, you know, last week with Sam going home, being like, oh, you know, you got to think about the bigger picture. You got to think about the bigger picture. You know, don't be upset. Adam was calmer than Anthony is being. And Anthony is not even listening to his own advice when he came to a week later. Like, it's so the hypocrisy is amazing watching Anthony speak. And the guys are doing a great job just sitting there letting him spew, like letting him go, because he's only digging himself a deeper hole. Like, eventually he's going to work his way outside of the Pretty Boys and try to talk to others. And I think he's going to have that same arrogance and that same bravado trying to get Corey to stay. And I think it's going to be the detriment of his game. I really do. Like, if he fights too hard for her and overplays his hand, he might be the next one up because they might not think they can trust him or might think that he's losing it. I don't know, but it's so funny to see the hypocrisy that he spews out of his mouth every single time he speaks about the Corey situation.
Yes. And so Mark ends up coming in as well, and they're all in the bedroom together. And Anthony is continuing like, what's going on, Mark? And Mark is just like, well, you know, we've just been thinking and we're going to get together as a group, you know, later tonight after the veto. And we're going to come to a decision as a group. And he's like, good. That's what I want. That's what I want. But I mean, just so everyone knows, I mean, Damian is bad for this. If you guys think Damian is good for your games, that he is not good for your game. I mean, I don't care if Corey leaves, but like, Damian is really dangerous. Damian walks in the door. And so the important thing is that, that we win the veto and then we'll have a discussion. Damian, you win that thing. Okay. Very bad transition.
Oh, it was the worst I've seen in a long time. Everyone was posting about it on Twitter. I really hope Damian was just sitting by the door listening to this the whole time. And then he just walks in just to hear Anthony baffle his words. You know, he was speaking too much. Obviously he was saying too much. And it was bound to have someone walk in at some point. And I feel like this should be a red alert to Damian. If he walks in and Anthony starts stumbling his words to speaking about what he's trying to say, then he's probably speaking about you. Because it's gotten to the point now where this guy can't form a sentence when he's put on the spot. So to watch him do that, oh my gosh, it was hilarious watching him stumble as soon as Damian walked in.
Yes. So Anthony then grabs Mark and says, hey, cool, we need to go talk. And so he goes and he talks to Mark in the HOH room. And he says, if Corey has to go, Corey has to go. I don't care. But you understand what's happening, right? That Damian has a final three with Dane and Adam, and that leaves us out of the loop. That leaves us out. They want Damian for their games, and that's not good for us. Corey is good with us. Damian, if Damian wins, he's putting up you, he's putting up me, he's putting us both up together. And if Corey wins, then okay, maybe she'll go after Adam, but that's fine because we can protect Adam. But Corey is good for our games. But Damian is good for their games, and so it doesn't make sense to do this, Mark. Look, if you guys say that you want Corey out, that's fine. I'm not bothered by that at all. But you have to understand that Corey is good for our games. That you need to understand that, Mark. And he's like really going in hard on Mark, and Mark is like, I get that, I don't know, you know, they're telling me one thing, and I feel like Corey is just a bigger threat. I don't know, that's just how I feel. Mark not really backing down at this point, kind of withstanding Anthony's constant barrage of just like assault of just like, you need to do this, I'm not bothered, but you need to do this. And it seems like Dane's message has held thus far, that Mark is still on board to take out Corey despite Anthony freaking out. And I did wonder, Bobby, that, you know, Anthony's pushing so hard right now. I wonder if Mark is starting to see through it. Not the case. But he is standing his ground at the moment. And it's at this point that I was thinking about like how Mark went into this week thinking, here we go. Gonna take a shot at the pretty boys. Gonna be my big moment. I'm not gonna sit in the background anymore. I'm not gonna be pushed around. I'm new Mark. I'm ready to go. Oh crap, it's not working. I'd better go hide. Oh, now everyone's yelling at me. What do I do? I'm going back and forth between the two groups. They're telling me what to do and I don't know how to do it. And now he's literally being ping-ponged back and forth to be used as a piece in everyone else's game. And it's so bad. It's so bad for Mark. This has been such a bad week for him.
This has been the best HOH of the season, in my opinion, because of the train wreck that it's been. To you know, listen to Rob last week when I talked to him, he said, oh, Mark's definitely my winner pick. I think they've got big things in store for Mark, and I can't wait to see what he does when he gets some power. To watch this and see it all transpire is the greatest collapse ever. First off, if you're going to take the shot at the pretty boys to kind of boost yourself up, go for it. Take the shot. But don't hesitate. Don't do it half-assed. Just do it. Like, go for it or don't. And to see him waffle, as soon as anyone comes in and gives him any kind of problems with his opinion, he waffles. He doesn't know what to think. Dane comes in, tells him how to think. Anthony comes in and tells him how to think. The guy can't think for himself. And it's just, I can't believe what a train wreck in HOH this has been, because he's had so much potential. We were hoping that some kind of big move would happen. And, you know, honestly, it has brought a lot of entertainment because it's been such of a train wreck. But I think this is terrible for his game. I don't think going forward he has any chance of winning unless he, you know, makes a move once he gets another thing of power. But, I mean, seriously, we're running out of numbers here. He has less and less shots to take at the Pretty Boy Alliance. So unless he does something drastic or somehow gets to the end with, like, Akira or maybe even an Essie at this point, I don't see how he has any shot of winning.
Yes, and I think really more important than any of that is that or sort of like even bigger than that stuff is that I think that he keeps referring to the past as reasons for what he's doing right now. He talks like he's not talking about this is the move that's best for my game. He always just jumps back to or falls back to, you know, well, Adam, Remember when I was on the block and you didn't use a veto on me? Or when he's talking to Damien, well, Damien, remember that week I was on the block and you didn't campaign for me? It makes it seem like he has a grudge and he's playing the game, just trying to, you know, heal his bruised ego that happened the week that he was on the block and that he's not doing what's in his own best interest. And that does not garner respect from the rest of the house. Damien is pissed at Mark. Everyone is pissed at Mark. Even Anthony is pissed at Mark at this point because Mark has been caving to what Adam wants, which is secretly what Dane wants. And so, you know, when we talk about like, you know, can Mark get to the end? Yeah, he probably can. He's probably going to be able to win a lot of these mental comps toward the end. But can he win the jury vote? I don't think so. And I don't have any faith in him to give a good enough speech. I genuinely think that Kira could beat Mark in the final two. I think that's definitely a possibility if that's what his goal is. And I feel like he'll have some difficulty in even getting that to happen in the first place. So this just has been a really bad week for Mark. And he needs to stop talking like he's, you know, like this this is some kind of South Korean revenge thriller, because it's not. It's Big Brother. And it doesn't matter what people did to you in the past, especially since they never had any intention of doing anything bad to you in the first place. Nobody had it out for Mark. And so the fact that he's like on this, like, you know, path for revenge is just even worse of a look. So it's crazy.
Yeah, no, I think he's running out of options quickly. I really think that for his game, something drastic has to happen. He has to make some kind of big move. I don't think, you know, Corey or even Damian would be that big move. I think it had to be one of the pretty boys, kind of shake up the game, try to show that he's willing to make moves. And I really don't think that, like you said, I don't think he has the ability to do that right now. I think he's too easily swayed.
Yes. So we have the veto competition. Well, first, really, Anthony goes to talk to Corey and says, you need to win this veto competition. I don't like what's happening right now. And Corey's like, what? And so he says, Corey, you need to win this veto. Feeds go down for the veto competition. They come back. Adam has won the power of veto. His third veto. He is 3 for 3 in veto competitions. He has won 100% of the veto competitions he has played in. He's now won 5 out of the 9 competitions total that he's played in. So he was at 4 out of 8, which was Erica. Now he's at 5 out of 9. So he's officially not necessarily surpassed Erica's total overall, but has a better percentage and more competitions total. So we've got a comp beast on our hands. Truly, truly very good at these competitions. Apparently, Corey came in 2nd, which is, again, like, uh-oh. It's even more fuel to that fire. Apparently, Kira helped Adam in some way in this competition. Kira, again, helping, trying to help, whatever. And so what I was thinking about, not only with Adam's ridiculous amount of competition wins here, but also in terms of just how many competitions have the Pretty Boys won total here, because it seems like they've won more than half of the overall competitions, and they have. I believe the number is that the Pretty Boys have won 8 out of the 14 total competitions that have been played in terms of HOH and Power of Veto. 8 out of 14. And we're not talking about Anthony here. We're talking about 3 guys, one of which just won 1 competition, which means that really Adam and Dane themselves have won over half of the competitions, or at least close to half of the, or exactly half of the competitions, I guess. So this is crazy, as Nikki says in the chat. It is crazy. And again, I was just talking to Kevin Martin about competition wins and how, you know, how these competitions are very easy to win. And, I don't know. I feel like the game is kind of broken. I feel like these stats are not necessarily the greatest. Now, if this was just, you know, if this is just one season, Kevin Martin wins a crazy amount of competitions one season. Oh, it's because Kevin's crazy. The next season, it happens again. Now, Erica's winning a lot of then Kayla's winning a lot of competitions. And then now this season, it happens again. Adam's winning a lot of competitions and Dane's winning a lot of competitions. I feel like we need more variance in the competitions. But for right now, it's okay because Corey didn't win the veto, which means this proxy war is going to continue because Adam has won the power of veto. He's going to take himself off the block. And now it's going to become a battle for who goes up as the replacement nominee. Is it going to be Corey or is it going to be Esty to send Damian home? What do you think, Bobby?
Yeah, no, just like you were saying, it's unprecedented to see this kind of dominance by one alliance. And, you know, usually we get a little bit of variance in the fact that there's another formed alliance that's kind of competing back and forth. But over the last couple of years, we haven't seen that. We've seen dominance by one or two players, and it's kind of led the whole season. So I do worry about this going forward, especially with Adam and Dane doing so well in competitions that it really, for one, I think it's great for their games. But for two, it's kind of making it a little stale to watch. It's really hard to see the same people continuing to win and dominate over the rest of the house. As far as what I think is going to happen with Adam taking himself off the block, I think for sure 100% it's going to be Corey going up. I really hope it's not Esty, because I would hate to see either Esty or Damian go home this week, even though they can't win a damn competition to save their lives. But I really think that if Corey goes up, and I think she will, I think for sure she's going home, because I think the target's too big. I think Anthony's the detriment to her game at this point. You know, last week we saw Sam tell Adam, you need to stop campaigning for me. You're hurting my game. You need to stop. Corey needs to say the same thing to Anthony, because Anthony is absolutely saying all the wrong things. He's pissing people off, and he's really making people feel uncomfortable, like they know they're making the right decision. The best part of yesterday, in my opinion, was watching Anthony talk about, you know, Corey, she's an alpha woman. She's been training her whole life for this. She wants to, you know, beat everyone that she can. So this is a great reason to bring her into the, to keep her in the house and bring her to the final five. Are you listening to what you're saying? That's the worst reasoning I've ever heard anyone come up with. You're explaining why she is a competition beast, why she can't be beaten, and how she wants to take everyone down. How do you think that's a good move for her game? So I think it's going to be Corey. I think there's too many different factors in Mark's here, and with Anthony campaigning as hard as he is, I think she's going to go up, and I think that she's going to go home.
All right. Well, I do think I got that number. I think it's 9 out of 15. I don't think I counted Adam's most recent Power Veto win when I was counting last night. So 9 out of 15, I believe, is the number for the Pretty Boys. Even higher of a percentage there. So, you know, it's really crazy, these competitions. But it comes down to this again. Anthony, Dane, and Damien, or Anthony, Dane, and Adam do, or Mark, have a conversation where Anthony says that Damien will nominate two guys, Corey will not. Anthony is really just going to push again this idea that Corey needs to go late in the night after the veto has been won. They come together, they talk about it, and Anthony is pushing his agenda. And it does seem like he is starting to get somewhere with Mark, because Dane is a little less pushy when he's with Anthony and Mark in the same room. And so Anthony's points are coming across a little better. And I think that Mark goes to bed a little less sure that Corey's going to go up on the block. And that's going to end the day. Now, there has been a lot going on in the morning, Bobby.
Oh, really?
Yes. I can tell you, Anthony went to Mark again early in the morning, pushed again, just like Dane did. And Mark got flipped. He's back on board to put up Esty, to take Damien out for now. Then they all came together and they had a big argument about it. And it seems like Mark is still on board to put Esty on the block instead of Corey. Mark had a long conversation with Adam and Dane, and they tried to push. And then he had a conversation with Adam where he tried to push. And Adam was like, it doesn't make any sense. And Mark was like, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Damien's going to put me and Anthony on the block. And Adam was like, no, he's not. Mark was mostly unconvinced. Mark then had another conversation with Dane in the pantry, and Dane seemed to be pushing again. Look, I don't care what Corey thinks. If Corey wins the triple, if Corey wins the next whatever, if Corey wins in the final five, then we're screwed. If Corey wins another competition just like that, she's in the final three. You cannot allow her to get that far. And it seemed like that was maybe getting into Mark's head. And Adam and Dane have also both talked to Damien and told him, you need to pretend that you hate Esty and you want Esty to go. That's one of the things that Mark is worried about. You need to tell Mark that you're not going to come for him. You're not going to put him on the block. So Damien has been trying to do that with Mark. But as of right now, it does seem like Mark has been flipped by Anthony, but he's still saying he's unsure. He's still saying he's undecided. He needs to think about it. This could go all day. This could be a very long day of pushing Mark back and forth. Listen, it is in Mark's best interest to keep Corey around, because Mark is very right that if he gets to the end with the four guys, he's not in the greatest position. And so if he keeps Corey around, he can use Corey to take out Adam. Then he gets to the final five with Corey and Kira. And that's good for him. Kira would probably take him over Dane or Anthony. Corey would take Anthony, but that's fine. All he needs to do is get rid of Dane. And then if he gets to the final four with Kira and Corey and Anthony, he has a very good chance of winning him or Kira. At that point, you could probably take out Corey, and Anthony would probably take him. Kira would probably take him. I still think he might lose in the end, but I do think that keeping Corey around is better for his game. If he keeps Damien around, he gives too much power to Dane. Dane is already in a very good position, and he continues to be in a very good position. He's protected on all sides. Dane really starting to look like, to me, to be the front runner in this game, even though Anthony is very good. And again, this is a battle between Anthony and Dane this week, and today it's going to be a battle between Anthony and Dane. If Dane wins this one, it's a huge blow to Anthony. If Anthony wins this one, he stays alive. I think Anthony has the advantage in terms of social ability. I think that Anthony is better at manipulating, but Dane does have logic on his side in the sense that it is better for the Pretty Boys as a whole if Corey leaves. It's better for Mark if Corey stays. And so this is going to go back and forth for a while, I think.
I somewhat disagree with you in just the fact that I think Damien and Esty are people that Mark might be able to pull in a little bit. I think maybe not Esty so much, but Damien, I think that he could pull him in and use him to work to his advantage, especially if Damien feels like he's up against the ropes and is on has a chance to go home. I think that he could use him. And I really do feel like Corey is a big, big threat compared to Damien. And I think that she's 100% never going to leave Anthony's side. So that's the only place I really differ from you, is the fact that I feel like with Corey being a competition threat and always in Anthony's ear, I just feel like she might be the bigger target. And maybe that is good for her because she has a bigger target on her back. But I feel like for them to get out the other Pretty Boys, I think Mark's number four in that list. And I really think that he needs to use these smaller players, these people that don't have as much going on, to his advantage and hopefully take them there. I think Corey gets in the way of that.
Well, the problem is that Damien is firmly Dane's piece.
Yeah.
In the same way that Corey is Anthony's. And the difference is that Dane is Mark's biggest threat in the game. And giving Dane more pieces is bad because Dane can win competitions much more easily than Damien can, where it's the reversed with Anthony and Corey. Anthony can't really win these competitions, especially the mental ones down the line, and Corey can, which leaves Corey as the threat ahead of Mark. It leaves Corey as a weapon that Mark can use against people like Dane. I don't think that Mark can pull Damien in with Dane still there, and it's impossible to get Dane out once Corey leaves, because Adam won't take Dane out and nobody else can win a competition. So I really do think it's in Mark's best interest to keep Corey around. The problem is that I don't think he's necessarily even thinking about that. I know Anthony is, and Anthony is trying to pitch this to Mark, and I think that's kind of getting in his head, but it's hard to even understand where Mark's head is at, because I think the main thing that he keeps bringing up to everyone is, look, Damien campaigned against me when I was on the block. Adam, you didn't use the veto on me. Adam, you didn't stop Sam from putting me on the block. Guess what happened last week? Corey won HOH and Anthony protected me. That's what matters. And I think that's what matters to Mark. I think that's motivating him here. And I think that will ultimately lead him to the best decision for his game. But he does also have Dane in his ear, and he also loves Dane. He also feels like Dane is a good person. And Dane is making a lot of sense in terms of Pretty Boys, keeping the Pretty Boys safe. You got to be, very careful of Corey. So like I said, I think this will go back and forth, but It was crazy. I was watching this happen this morning, and it was distracting me from writing my notes about the day before.
Yeah, no, I honestly, I've gotten to the point now where at least this week has been entertaining because of the back and forth, but it's been so one-sided the whole season that we need some kind of switch up. And at least this is bringing that kind of entertainment, to say the least. But for Mark, I don't know if there's really anything that can save his game at this point, especially since this HOH has gone 100% a different direction than all of us thought it was going to be going. We thought it was time for him to make a big move, and it hasn't happened. So, yeah, I don't know what's best for his game at this point, but I guess more so I'm more upset to see Damien go. Even though he hasn't won anything, he was one of our last hopes. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, Damien apparently did not even come close to winning this veto competition. I don't think Damien's going to win anything, and that's what their argument is too. Which is like, and you know, we said this of people like Paris and Maddie last season, and Paris then ended up winning the last few competitions. Difference is though, Paris had been throwing competitions. She also had been studying, so it wasn't like this huge thing. Whereas Damien has not really thrown anything, and as they're pointing out in the house, he can't do puzzles. He's easily beat by Dane and Adam physically. And then mentally, Corey is much better. Dane is much better. Mark is much better in terms of these questions. Now, that doesn't mean that he still can't win. These question competitions can be a little bit crapshooty at times. But you know, I would not have faith that Damien can win these competitions down the line. So whether he goes now or he goes later, I don't think he's got much of a chance. But I don't want to see him go.
Yeah. No. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right, so that's what we've got for you today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It might just be a day of like, hey, it went this way, then it went that way, and then it went this way, and then it went that way. But it does seem like Anthony currently has the advantage over the situation. Anthony has won a battle with Dane before. We'll see if he can do it again. Dane has more pieces, but Anthony is the better strategist, so we'll see how it goes. And then tonight, we will be live to recap tonight's episode of Big Brother Canada 7 after the episode airs. I will be live with Peely. Peely's going to join me. Love Peely. So she'll be great tonight. We'll talk about the season, get her thoughts on everything going on. And then tomorrow night, we will have the roundtable where we'll talk about the stock watch, talk about the week on the feeds and all of that great stuff. So tune in for all of it. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Where can people find you, Bobby?
At Goodsby Bobby, G-O-O-D-S-B-Y. Thanks for having me. This has been such a blast. Also, if I can, I am going to be starting up my ESPN podcast again. It's going to be starting next Monday. So I will have all the information on my Twitter if anyone wants to check that out. Just a sports podcast.
There you go. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.